Here we are. Here we go. That's right. It is the John Curley, Sherry Ellicker show coming to you live and in person. Let's see how I look. If I could push the camera over there and see. Oh, boy. Wow. I'm going to do the next hour. Joe, I'm going to do the next hour from the pumpkin patch, okay?
Sounds good.
Take it outside. Take it outside, Andrew. We got lots of news to get to. Let's dive again. All right. I heard CBS News. They talk about Joe Biden, first time president to ever walk the picket line. They mentioned that. Did you have that in there? Sherry?
Yes.
Did they mention that on Thursday they're beginning the investigation into the impeachment of Joe Biden? Happen to mention that?
Oh, they forgot
to mention that. Calling the first witness on Thursday, House Oversight Committee beginning to look at the evidence that's being presented. One of the first guys up is a forensic accounting expert. He's got 40 years of experience, and he's basically going to explain how can you move money from China or from the Ukraine? How do you create all these shell corporations? How do you hide $20 million or $1.5 million? How did that all go? So that starts on Thursday. They missed that. But they did want to talk about the fact that Joe Biden did go to UAW right there in the picket line. He was there for 12 minutes.
It was in Michigan.
Oh, Michigan, yeah.
Marched on the UAW picket lines when I was a senator since 1973. But I tell you what, first time I've ever done it as a president.
I wanted to look up to see if he's ever actually been on a picket line before, but I realized I have a thing called a life, and I just stopped looking. So.
Oh, of course. Watching it real quick, I'll be very brief. The fact of the matter is that you guys, UAW, you saved the automobile industry back in 2008 and before.
No, taxpayers.
Made a lot of sacrifices. Gave up a lot, and the companies were in trouble. But now they're doing incredibly well, and guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too. Stick with it. You deserve the significant raise you need and other benefits.
Let's get it.
We can get back what we lost, okay? We can say to them, it's about time them to step up for us. Thank you.
There you go.
Boy, that was inspiring.
Here's what they want. They want like a 40-some percent increase over 3 years. They also want to work 4 days a week and get paid for 5 days a week. They want a 40-hour, but they want to get paid for
32 hours, but they want to get
32
paid
32 hours,
yeah.
But they want 40.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah. And the only reason he went is because Trump's down the other part, also at a picket line, or he's also there too. So Biden shows up. The president doesn't normally go to a picket line because, you know, you're supposed to be the mediator, the guy in between the corporation and the unions. But Joe's so desperate because he knows that the UAW, about 28% of the members or more, voted for Trump in 2016 and liked him again in 2020. Now, the heads of the union spent millions and millions and millions of dollars to support Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. But the sort of rank and file guys were like, screw that. I don't like her and I don't like him. I like Donald Trump. So he's got to go. So he shows up. He leaves there after 12 minutes, gets on a plane. He flies out. He's coming out to L.A. for a big fundraiser. So that's the news. That's the news that the news wanted you to see. And Biden's people wanted you to see Joe Biden on the picket line. Not the story of the fact that in 2 days they're going to begin this idea of looking into what information is available as they start to subpoena. They're also subpoenaing Hunter Biden. They're going to have him come. They're going to get to the other people as well. They're going to get Hunter Biden's partners in there, and then they're going to begin the process. Is there enough evidence to move forward to then officially begin the hearing to impeach the President of the United States?
Yeah, and when he was attempting to go to the picket line, he slipped and stumbled again on the shorter staircase that they're providing him for Air Force One. He also had on hiking boots or like work boots that seemed to be more structured and maybe not as slippery as his dress shoes.
Yes. So Axios has a piece that's sort of like, oh, look at this. We got a scoop that the president is working with a balance expert. He's working with a like a physical coach, same guy that worked with Obama. And they're working on balance techniques and stuff like that in order to keep him spry and limber. They do all sorts of exercises and stretching and things because, you know, they just want to make sure. Because he slips and falls, you know, God forbid, if he slips and falls and he dies in office, then you have, you know, Harris. So they want to, you know, kind of keep him going and not have him die in office. So that's why he's working. That's why Axios has this big thing about, we don't know why Republicans are making such a big deal about the about his age. And then they go on for like seven pages talking all about his age. So the reason the people are bringing it up is because most people think he's simply too old to serve. It's kind of an old story. I don't know how it moves forward from here, but it wouldn't be that hard to see somebody like that, you know, fall. You know, I remember hearing, this is it Mika? She's on Morning Joe. This is like about a month ago.
I'm just saying, if you are managing a president's schedule and you are managing a president getting on stage and getting off stage and doing, getting on planes and getting off planes, and yes, he's 80, you need to be there for him and you need to make a pathway, and you sure as hell better make sure he doesn't fall on a sandbag. And I blame the staff for that. I mean, these are the things that are going to hurt him. These are things that are going to be played on a loop. Okay? Let him do his job. Let him do his speeches. Let him work on policy. Let him do his connections in Congress, unlike any president that we've seen. So do a better job, because you can't have these video images of the president tripping or the president like going the wrong way. It's not going to work in this presidency because his age is going to be a factor. His age is going to be a factor, and it's your job to make sure he gets from one place to another. He can handle the presidency. You have to handle his schedule and where he goes.
Well, is she doing this from like a smoky lounge or something with that jazz music in the background?
That's a cut I found, and I couldn't find the one without the music. I said that hurriedly to Joe to put on.
And can you imagine how much worse that would look? What if he really had people assisting him all the time, helping him up the stairs, guiding him off the stage? That wouldn't make him look any better.
No, she's just saying don't have sandbags on the floor.
True,
and the other thing is, if I were him, as grouchy and bully and just, you know, angry as he is and has always been to staff, screaming and yelling at people, and maybe he just doesn't even realize it. Why every time he finishes a speech, it looks like they have spun him around? You know, like we used to play pin the tail on the donkey when we were kids at parties. They put the blindfold on you, spin you around. Then you've got the little donkey. It's not saying a donkey, whatever.
Donkey.
The little thing. And you're supposed to go up and like put it on the, you know, find the, right. They always look like they had spun him around and pulled the thing off and he's wandering around trying to find something. I would be like, I don't care which way I'm supposed to exit. I'm not going to stand there days waiting for someone to point to me. I'm exiting stage right even. I'm going right off there, right by, bang, down. Not standing there like, what? Where now? Who, huh? What am I? I don't want to get in trouble. Just always go to the right. Just go to the right. Go bang, off to the right. Stumbling around, making it look
bad. My suspicion is that he's told at the beginning of the speech, and it's probably written down, where he should go, in what direction he should go, and he's either oblivious to it, forgets it, or just doesn't care. I think he probably is given those specific instructions also because he's been embarrassed so many times by just standing there like, huh, anyone, anyone, anyone? You know, so I think they do that, but I just don't think he follows along or cares or forgets.
Do what David, how about that David Copperfield thing where you step back, then the floor opens up and smoke and lights come up and then you're lowered into the floor. Or you've got these wires that some people can kind of see and not see. Like that guy that you work with, Sherry, when you were filling in for the gal that got a little too heavy and then you became the magician's assistant.
Yeah.
And the guy, didn't he have wires or something like that?
Yeah, they had a wire where they acted like it was some kind of a floating something, but the light went into the theater. They usually did shows at night, but they were trying to make more money, so they started doing shows for kids in the daytime. And you could see the wires, and they were doing this thing where they were trying to like levitate it or whatever, and the kids could see the wires. They were all yelling, "We can see the wires."
We can see that there's a wire there. We see
Whoa, that's very concerning. Why were they muzzling the kids with hands in front of their mouth and stuff like that?
Well, that was another trick.
All right, trivia question for anybody. This is a general knowledge pop quiz and question about movies, movie trivia, and people getting hurt in a stunt where they are being lowered into the floor and flames shoot up. Can anyone tell me that movie? You're allowed to speak and talk among yourselves.
So were they lowered into the floor because it was a magic trick or because it was part of the scene?
It was part of the scene. I'll help you out. She went on to sell coffee.
Lowered into an era of the thing?
It went from black and white to color.
Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. Right.
Oh,
good. Joe, 1 point for Joe. Do you remember the scene?
No.
The Wicked Witch of the West is going to disappear, right? Or either that or they poured water on her, and she's supposed to go into the floor, and as she's lowering down, flames came up, and it burned part of her costume, part of her hair. So I'm sorry, I'm not able to give you or Sherry any credit on that one. And Andrew, you control the board.
Did they use that take or a different one?
I'm sorry, I asked the questions, Joe. You don't control the board. Andrew controls the board.
What am I supposed to say?
That's right. Good for you, Andrew. All right, moving on. One other little story, as long as we're piling on the president. He just can't cut a break. Commander, that's the shepherd, the German shepherd that likes to bite
people.
And
now to the White House, and new reports that President Biden's dog, Commander, has bitten multiple Secret Service agents. Rachel Scott is back from the White House with those details. Good morning again, Rachel.
Hey, Lindsay, good morning to you. Look, the White House is still figuring out how exactly to deal with this one. The president's family dog, Commander, has bitten or attacked Secret Service agents at least 10 times over a span of 4 months. One of those incidents ended with one of those officers having to go to the hospital. This is all according to newly obtained emails by a conservative activist group that have been verified by ABC News. And one of those emails back in October, the Secret Service warned that the German...
By the way, let me interrupt you for 1 second there, lady. Why at the a conservative activist group? But why that? Why say conservative activist group, right? If it's something else, you're a liberal activist group? Always make sure. Like, so a conservative activist group is out there looking to find out.
Shepard was exhibiting extremely aggressive behavior, even charging at a Secret Service officer, saying that the First Lady could not regain control of the dog. The Secret Service, of course, is not in charge of caring for family pets, but they do come across them while protecting the First Family. The White House sort of brushing this all off, saying that the White House is a stressful and unique environment for family pets. Yeah. But if all of this sounds familiar, it is because it is. You may remember the First Family's other German Shepherd, Major, also had a history of biting people. Major Biden was eventually sent to go live with family friends. It's unclear at this point if Commander also faces a similar fate, but at the very least, the White House says Commander will definitely be getting a lot more training, guys.
More training. A similar fate to go live with a family friend. What was the euphemism? It was always going to live on a farm. A dog has bit 8 people that they know or more. I mean, if you're the Secret Service and the dog's going around biting people, and the Dr. Jill Biden couldn't control the dog, the guy can't cut a break. I guess these dogs are trying to get back to LBJ. Did you ever see the famous photo of LBJ used to pick up the beagles by the ears?
Ears, yeah, it was horrible.
You know, and did he spin him around?
I don't know. I don't know. It's too hard. It's just okay. No. They're just terrible. No. But what's the tipping point for a dog biting enough people that you say, okay, something needs to be done? Is it 2 times?
10,
four
apparently.
Times?
10,
6
10,
times? I mean,
one. And by the way, these guys, the Secret Service guys, are all armed and everything, and they're all, I'm sure they know all sorts of karate moves and things. Imagine that dog coming after him. I bet I'd like to take a shot of that dog.
No, nobody thinks that.
But they all think that, Joe.
Why didn't they take care of this sooner? I mean, it's a problem when the dog bites once or twice.
But But a conservative activist group, Sherry, was the one that filed the FOIA request to be able to find out how many, because the press wasn't covering it. The White House wasn't talking about it. They're the ones that have been digging into the thing and found out the emails that went back and forth between how many times somebody's been bitten by it, when they get bitten by it, where the dog is, what kind of training they're going to give the dog. They're not going to do anything. The dog is going to go somewhere else, go off to another place. And it was a big deal. I remember when the Bidens, remember that? Because the press, here's the, you become a president, you're a Democrat, then they do a whole story on like, oh, the family cat or the dog, or here's, oh, first time kids. And they do all the stuff about like, oh, they're coming in there and there's treats here and they're going to make cookies. They do all those like fluff pieces on the president when they're coming in with the new, oh, here's the new first family pet, right? So they did that big brouhaha. You know, I don't think Trump ever had a dog. Didn't like dogs, right? Didn't want a dog in there.
Trump is not an animal person. Biden also has a cat named Willow.
Okay. Okay. Good, good. Thank you, Sherry. So you Google-ater you in the middle of Joe and I speaking.
No. I read that in the article.
Okay. All right. Good. You did your research.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. I have time. I'm going to try to move out there. Andrew, I'm going to try to move out there to the pumpkin patch now before we get into AI girlfriends are ruining men, and then a show where you stand completely nude in a box.
We're going to have a live pumpkin field exclusive.
Okay, just got to run the extension cords out there. Whole thing. All right?
Okay. As long as
I have every confidence this is going to work.
Not at all. Get ready to host the show by yourself, Sherry. There we go. Thank you. How about that, Andrew?
I'm a favor around here.
Woo.
Oh, did it? Okay. Now, don't forget Bucky's Auto Service Center is the place to take that car of yours. Push it in there. I don't even care if it's on fire. Well, no, put it out first. Then get there over to Bucky's Auto Service Centers. They do great work for your car. They've been around for 53 years. That's the place. Take that car of yours. Couldn't get out there in time, Sherry. I was pulling the extension cord, and then Little Al grabbed a hold of it and struggling with Little Al. But I got the hat, but I will get out to the pumpkin patch by 5 o'clock. That's the plan anyway.
And is right? It to show everyone the pumpkins or just to have a live broadcast?
Just sick of standing inside talking to
okay.
You.
Okay.
I'd rather go outside.
Didn't know if I missed the objective. Okay.
By the way,
we've known each other for a long time. Is there ever a reason, really, for anything that would make sense?
Well, there's always a possibility. Thought I'd ask.
Thank you. Yes, Joe, you want to say something to me?
Hashtag hats on the radio, trending in 43 countries.
Thank you. Thank you for that. All right. I didn't think it would take this long, of the fact that people can get AI girlfriends. But that movie that came out a long time ago, it was Johansson, Scarlett Johansson playing the voice.
Yeah.
And he guy falls in love with the girl, and then he goes on a date with like two other people, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to bring my girlfriend. And they're like, oh, great. He shows up with his phone, like, oh, I'm allergic to eggplant or whatever she was saying. And so this isn't that far away. AI girlfriends are ruining a generation of men. So they're already here? The AI girlfriends are already here?
Yes, in a way. I mean, they're not robots or anything, but you can create basically any kind of girlfriend that you want. Physically, you can, down to the proportions of her body, what you like. You can live out your fantasies with this girlfriend. It's basically saying that you can create what would be considered a perfect relationship, except for the fact she's fake. So, this one woman created a bot of herself and then got like 1,000 guys to, to love her or whatever.
I think you mean donate to her OnlyFans page.
There you go. Well, that's part of it. Yes. But it's not just like a robot. Like, so let's say you're my AI boyfriend, John. And, I would say to you, John, I don't know what to do tonight. And you would have learned things about me as we've had conversations. So you'd say, Sherry, why don't you watch some Dateline? I know you love true crime. So it's they get to know you. So it's not as superficial as you would think it would be. And they're making a big deal about this because they say this is terribly dangerous because, of course, something like 60% of men 18 to 30 are still single. Only 30% of women. The birth rate is going to decline. I mean, you know, the sky is falling, Chicken Little. I mean, this is just, you know, a horrible thing that's happening. But who wouldn't want this? I mean, I don't know. Where's the AI boyfriend I get?
Yeah.
I've only heard about girlfriends.
Because women aren't as gross and weird as men. How about that? Does that make sense? Every weird, gross story you ever hear, it's always like, and the guy, and you're like, of course. Because guys are disgusting. I get that. What's her name? Greta Thunberg. I'd have her as my AI girlfriend. I'd be like, hey, have you seen like my car keys?
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words.
I'm just looking for my car keys. That's all I'm looking for.
You would want her as your girlfriend just to have someone to argue with.
Well, just ask somebody.
And they would never really get mad at you because they can't, because you're kind of programming them.
Hey, are you watching me?
We'll be watching you.
I'll be watching you. And if you want to watch people, especially men, here's more gross stuff for you. This is a TV show. I guess they stole this from the UK. Full Frontal Dating Show. The Hollywood Reporter has the story. And Joe, that's you, was able to find. Here is the censored trailer. Mama. Yeah, thank you. From the new reality dating show. What's it called?
Naked Attraction.
In this dating show, we go back to basics.
Are you ready?
Bring it on.
And start where a good date often ends. Naked.
Didn't wear a look.
Have you ever been faced with six? No, but I feel like I should have done.
What do men and women really find physically attractive?
Wow.
This is fantastic.
And could picking a partner based solely on their natural beauty
could be a grower?
Help us find the one.
I'm sorry, the UK, I can't understand anything the comments that they're making. Could be a grower. What
she said
say?
Could
what
be
they...
a grower. You know?
Yeah, I get
show
it.
Her not a grower.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Okay.
I've never met anybody like this before, and I don't know where to look.
Let's find out by dating in reverse.
Who are you going to pick for your date?
This is the hardest decision of my life. Oh, my God.
Naked Attraction.
So HBO or Max has ordered 6 seasons of this. This is a big hit in the UK. And they say it's fascinating and horrifying all at the same time, that people are really down to like the very basic stuff about them. So, you know, if I'm the contestant and there's 6 men there, I can critique every little thing about them. Well, I don't like that because I don't like that he's got this hair somewhere or
but
whatever.
Aren't they in like boxes? Aren't they in like these like telephone booths or something like that?
Yeah, but you're still able to see them. You're still able to see. Now, I think what happens is they take off a piece of clothing a little
That's
bit at
it.
A time.
Right.
So it's not
and
like
they
you
hold
see
the face
beginning.
Back. They hold yeah. They hold to get the face covered. Right.
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 So you're going to say like, you know, his knees look a little knocky. I don't know about that. So whatever it is. And the women are in it, too. And then the women before, I guess she chooses.
Wait, the women are
men.
Women are naked and the guys are choosing the women?
I think that's also part of it. But the other part is that when the woman, when they get down to 2 guys, she strips naked. And before she picks the person.
Is the audience nude?
They get to critique her and say, you know, your pinky toe is crooked or whatever. So, so it's, I think it is gross. I don't, but a lot of people are saying they watch it. They couldn't stop watching.
I have a funny story, if I have time, after Nate's Check of Traffic come back. Beloved auctioneer, a guy that I just thought was the biggest character in the world, Dick Friel, told me the story about this Ducks Unlimited. I mean, this is going back to the 80s when you get away with this. They used to do it at the Fairmont Hotel, Ducks Unlimited auction. They would get a beautiful woman with an unbelievable body to have the entire, like, duck hunting suit on, you know, the guinea thing, the whole, you know, the ghillie suit with the boots and everything else. And you bid on what you wanted to have removed from her what she was wearing.
So the higher the bid, the more revealing.
Yes. Except in this case, there's a twist. We'll find out what that is when we come right back. All right. Here we go. You're writing. That's good and good for you. By the way, Sherry, I don't know whether it's because Joe's just trying to, you know, make good impression in his first couple weeks here, but he is being so sweet to Teeny. Brings they play cards. They set up a little. They do a little thing, and they've set up an Instagram together. So it's kind of fun. And she's writing. You're writing to us. Going right to Teeny, Teeny Tiny Lady in the Pickle Jar. We'll have Choose Letter of the Day with Joe's help. I might add. Thank you, Joe. Hello there, Teeny. Joe, what'd Joe give you? Joe brought you something from home. What did you bring?
A potato.
Come on now, Sherry. That's cute as can be. You can also text 1-888-973-5476. We were talking earlier about this new show that's come out where you people are naked and they're choosing.
In this dating show, we go back to basics.
Are you ready?
Bring on.
Say that, Sherry. Like that accent.
Are you ready?
That's pretty good. Let's see.
Are you ready?
Bring on.
Yeah.
And start where a good date often ends.
Whoa. Oh, the Waffle House.
Naked.
Oh.
Didn't wear a look.
Okay, anyway, so they pick them basically on what they look like. So I asked, so is it just women picking nude guys? But then you said, no, it's also a guy picking nude women, right?
I believe so, yes. I think that it works both ways because the other thing you should know about this show is while they have all of this, you know, nudity and then this nitpicking about body parts and all that, they have interstitials in between segments where they talk about body positivity and sexual assault and all of these other things to sort of mitigate this message about, you know, if you're not perfect, you won't be picked. But by the way, everybody should feel good about themselves. They also said that this is a show with all kinds of body shapes and sizes. It's normal people. Yeah, it's not, you know, models.
Yeah. Interesting enough that those people won't be picked. So here's the story. So as Dick Friel told me this many, many, many years ago. So please, I'm going to be outraged by it. It was back in the 80s when they do crazy things. They used to have this event for Ducks Unlimited. And part of it was they would do, they would, a girl would come out completely dressed. She's got the suit on, right? With all, every imagined thing. Is it called a ghillie? Is it a ghillie? Ghillie suit, right? It's got all the stuff, the camouflage, right? Her face is covered, everything. You then bid, like, oh, $50, remove the boots, $25, give the gloves. But beforehand, the guy said to Friel, hey, listen, whatever you got to do, just don't take the bids when they want her to take her hat off because this gal's got a butterface. You know, butterface?
Yeah, everything butterface, yeah.
Yeah. So just delay it as much as you can. Just, Dick, just don't let them. If people start screaming for big bids to have to take her hat off, don't let her take the hat off, whatever you do. Dick said, he's up on stage, and guys are like, $500 now, as Dick Friel used to do. And they did that, and then some, $3,000, take the hood off. He's like, okay, who wants the, I got a right glove. And they're like, what? No, that $5,000, take the hat off. He said, because if she had taken, he said, if she had taken that hat off, they would not have wanted anything else off. So he had to delay that one as long as possible to get her down into a bikini and then, like, then finally take the hat off so you could see what she looked like. And that's a story from a long time ago, kids, when people were very, very, very disrespectful. And I'm telling that story to illustrate a point that that's not the way. That's not right.
That's not right. That's right. They should have taken her hat off. And let them, let everybody see exactly what she looked like. That's worse. You know that? That's worse.
What?
That she was like this headless figure. I mean, it'd be one thing if she was at least human and you could see her eyes. But the fact that she was like just this body with a bag on her head or whatever.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh, that's... I said it was a different time, Sherry. This is like in the 1920s.
When you were just getting started.